We're very happy to welcome Fan Farlo back to the World Cafe. As you will hear, this is a band that has evolved a lot between albums. They're a British band based out of London. They were first noticed with their self-released 2009 debut album, Reservoir, that was picked up by an imprint of Atlantic Records. They've taken their time touring and writing between albums, and their second one, Rooms Filled with Light, was released in February with a different, more electronic and new wave sound than before, partially due to their new producer, who's Ben Allen, who's worked with Gnarls Barkley and Deer Hunter and other bands. I asked them about what their mindset was when they began to work on what became this new album, Rooms Filled with Light.
We were chomping at the bit, you know. We were so ready. I mean, because those songs were, they were written so long before the album actually came out.
Yeah, we had been playing them a lot on the road already. So, I think it was one of those things, like you said, we were touring it forever. And because there was always something new to do, you know, there's always one, just one more thing, just one little bit. Let's just go to Australia. And I think it was really refreshing to just kind of have a really focused process the second time around, where we just sat down, wrote the songs, went into the studio, and then just made it just like that.
Well, we had a sort of decompression period, if you like, where we just, I think we all just went on a bit of a holiday for a while after that long tour, you know, and then, yeah, there was so much.
About 2 weeks, though, we're not talking
six.
About 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, actually, that's not how I remember it. Like, I remember it was, like, just very much, maybe you went on holiday, I sat down and wrote.
But and of course, the cliche is that you have your life to get together the first one, and then you've got a short period of time.
Exactly, yeah.
Were there any things you had learned on all that touring that you wanted to, kind of put into this record?
I think just playing, together. We had only just started playing together pretty much when we made the first record. We had been gradually coming together as a band, but we didn't know each other before, and we were playing together, and that was cool. But I mean, after touring the first record for so long, we really become a unit, and we really.
We realized that touring so long, we wanted to sort of attack our instruments more on stage, which is what we do now.
And we're just learning to play our instruments in new ways as well was a big thing. You know, we'd obviously come from various different backgrounds, but I think we learned a lot playing together.
We swapped instruments out, we just started to use different instruments just to challenge ourselves.
Well, we'll talk about that after we hear a tune, but I think if folks are fans of Fan Farlo, the first record, this might sound a bit more like that because it's a bit stripped down.
Yeah, we're doing a stripped down version. But I mean, I don't know. We got the inclusion of a keyboard today.
That's true.
There's no acoustic guitar.
Samplers, no acoustic guitar. Mm-hmm. This is Fan Farlo.
Inside our bodies now.
Replicate, beginning our session today with Fan Farlow, and that's also the way the new album begins as well. There's a lot of talk about it, as we sort of mentioned, a new sound for this band in some ways. But listening to you play, you've really just defined parts. For instance, the part with the violin and the trumpet in there is just really well defined and fits the songs really, really well. Is that something that's always come easy for the band, figuring out how to play these songs?
I think melody is something that comes very easily to us, and I think the tricky part is we always have a few different arrangements. The tricky part is kind of just, you know, combining the parts. Mm.
And I mean, this was the first record where we all kind of really wrote together. So, I mean, it was the first time where, like, especially Leon and Kathy had to, like, wrote parts with each other, basically. It's like a counterpoint.
So it was kind of like accompanying Simon before, and now it's more like a band?
Essentially, yeah. You know, I mean, yeah, we all, I mean, the first album was largely Simon, do you know what I mean, the writing. And now we kind of all just made these parts up together.
That sounds great. I like that song on the record. That sounds good here, too. What's Replicate about?
About viruses. Yeah, I mean, I guess it just came from... viruses are really interesting in the way that they are not quite life, but they're still alive. And they are more like... They're right on that kind of intersection between, you know, what is just mechanical parts moving around and what is actually something that we call life. Which is always really fascinating. And also how they kind of, the line between what's you and what's it is really blurred as well, because they use us to, or they use other organisms to replicate.
Indeed they do. They scare me.
Yeah.
And they're a wonderful metaphor for all sorts of things.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, I was thinking.
But I think the whole approach on this album was a little sci-fi, maybe.
Yeah.
It's a kind of one of our loves and maybe one of the overarching themes.
Cool. So I mean, what's the next one?
The next song is called Feathers.
Take the time to count the cracks and lines in the four walls. The seven falls, you were
another one of the new ones from Rooms Filled with Light, which is the new album from our guest today, Fan Farlow. And another song, I guess you could be all kinds of metaphors you could use with that too.
But, yeah. We're big into metaphor.
Well, let's, who isn't?
Who isn't?
You recorded this this album with Ben Allen. You worked with Peter Kadas on the first one, and contrast the two. What does it mean? What does a producer do for you guys?
I think what we were talking about before about making decisions, like in a way, recording is the central process in recording is making decisions.
Mm.
And it's all about, so for starters, for us, it's all about where you make the decisions. And I think we're quite analytical people, so we constantly have to push ourselves to make, instinctive decisions and like gut decisions, because like, as soon as you stray from that path, like it's very hard to make music feel good. So I think for us, the producer is someone who kind of helps us filter our ideas and make decisions.
Sounds like producer as therapist.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, they're a sort of guide, and they're artists in their own right. Well, we like to work with people that we feel are artists in their own right. And I think the contrast between Peter and Ben, both albums, is quite like aesthetically quite obvious. Do you know what I mean? Peter is famous for doing bands like The National and things like that, And then, Ben does something far more angular and experimental, like Animal Collective.
Yeah.
And so we kind of wanted to sort of, clearly he guides those people into making different decisions, which we wanted to sort of experiment, someone that pushes into a corner in some respect.
You need to trust their taste.
Yeah. That's really kind of
the biggest thing. And then, of course, each producer has their own process. And that shapes the sound
But I think also we've been, with both these records, we've been lucky enough. The main difference for us is I think with the second record, we felt a lot more confident and we knew much more what we wanted. But with both records, we've been lucky enough to be able to actually make the record in quite a sort of traditional way, where we've gone into a residential studio and had a good chunk of time and, made it in a really good environment.
There's also a game that you play with control, where you give up control of the songs to a producer, then you want to claw some of that control back when you're finalizing what you want with that song. So there's a to and fro, a tug of war with control. It's not always an easy game to play, but it's kind of like fun to.
It's a positive nightmare.
Up. Yeah.
Sometimes.
I'm so glad to hear you guys talk about it, because it does seem to be that. Control being a major issue.
Yeah. Well, it's just sort of all very important to sort of like, just set boundaries. Do you know what I mean? That really helps the creative process, I think. Do you know what I mean? It's like the guy that Perec wrote a novel using no ease. You just, you kind of give yourself boundaries, and that shapes the way things are created. And we think about it in that way. Like I said, we're quite analytical. So before we go in doing it,
the other day we had a show in Brighton, Brighton, England, not Brighton, Boston.
Right.
Where we were hoping we could be able to play a show without any E notes in it. Because like every time we played an E, like the whole stage started just vibrating and resonating.
Yeah, so what would that be? The writing is Ulipo, isn't it? So what was the writing? Dada. It's sort of Dada, isn't it?
Yeah.
Number of people have mentioned the 80s when they hear this record, and I'm not exactly sure what that means to you when you hear that. Are there bands from the 80s that have been?
I think it's more from this record.
I really think of it as a 70s.
Yeah, it's more
70s. If anything,
it's more that time. When they started to use really warm synthesizers. I mean, we obviously it's easy to bring up bands like Fleetwood Mac and Electric Light Orchestra.
The thing is, I almost feel, and maybe I'm just speaking for myself, but I feel that, the 70s kind of was a time of really loving experimentation, whereas the 80s were possibly a time of more like jaded experimentation.
Yeah.
And, there's nothing jaded about the record.
No. I mean, that's not to say we don't like 80s music.
Oh, yeah, no.
Japan, we love loads of my favorite
or
bands.
Or that there isn't a healthy cynicism in some of the lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ben Farlow are playing live for us today, and we're hearing the new music. And what's next?
Deconstruction.
All right, here we go. One, two, three, four. I thought thoughts amount to like specimens. We have to explain what we find. But the wasteland of possibilities is playing tricks on my mind. So I look away, I look away sometimes. I look away, I look away sometimes. The focus and direction, these currents are dragging us away. Aimless and numb, just drift along a little while. It goes away, it goes away sometimes. Just look away, just look away sometimes. So come on, let's dissect. Let's cut it up till it's gone. Let's break it up into pieces and throw away what we don't understand. It comes together again, it comes together again somehow. It comes together again, it comes together again in the end. Motives and means, now they seem like a dream within a dream. Concepts and ideas that don't seem to be making any sense. Just look away, just look away sometimes. It goes away, it goes away sometimes. It comes together again, it comes together again in the end.
Deconstruction, another one from Rooms Filled with Light. Once again, the sort of the play version as opposed to the cinematic full version. There you go. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
It's been fun.
Thanks for playing.